expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com. Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to www.mightbroadcastdvd.com radio show. Reverend Michael McDuffie is your host, but today's host is I and Kimberly Massup. So if you want to call in, the number right now is 973-925-4559. Today's topic, we will be talking about the relevance of the Ten Commandments and how it applies to all the diverse society when we're looking at it using a cultural intelligence lens. So you may be wondering what the definition of cultural intelligence is. Cultural intelligence is the idea of being able to adapt effectively in a situation where everyone is characterized diversity. So in today's society, it's very important that we look at everyone diversity and inclusion. And for the past 20 years, society globally has been saturated with the idea of diversity and inclusion. And what does that mean? Basically, the idea of diversity and inclusion is the model of having everyone invited to the dance and making sure that everyone is invited to dance. So if you take that model and you apply it to, like, you know, your middle school gym function. So everyone is in the dance. Everyone gets invited to dance, right? So you've got everyone at the gym because everyone's been invited to dance. And then you have everyone invited on the floor to dance. So let's look at that situation. So everyone is on the floor and everyone is dancing. But what happens is you've got people over there dancing to their type of music. So you've got one group dancing to country. You've got another group dancing to, say, reggae, and then another group over there dancing to gospel, and then another group over there dancing to hip-hop. So we've achieved the goal. We've got diversity and inclusion. So let's take that example and move it into the family wedding, because that's another example that I like to use. You've got the model of the family wedding. So that's another great example of diversity and inclusion, because you've got the family and the friends. So that's diversity, right? Everyone's diverse, family and friends. So then we move over to the reception. So the poor DJ, now he's got to mix music for everyone. So you've got the family music, which everyone usually enjoys. So when he puts on that music, everyone gets up and they start moving around and dancing. Then when you put the family music off and then you put on something for the friends, all the friends get up and they start moving around and enjoying a great time. But what happens? The family sits down because they don't necessarily, you know, listen to the same music that the groom and the, you know, the bride, that the friends listen to. So they sit down. So the poor DJ, what's he doing now? So he continually has to keep spinning about music for both the family and the friends, right? That's an issue. So what happens, though, when he puts on the electric slide? Everybody knows how to do that. So that's the idea of diversity and inclusion with a little bit of cultural intelligence, because everyone knows how to do it. You're not discounting diversity. You're not discounting inclusion, but you're putting it all together so that everyone is included. Diversity is there, but you're using the best of both to get everyone to work together. And so that's just a sample definition of, or example of, how to use diversity and inclusion and apply it with some cultural intelligence. So again, the, excuse me, I'm feeling a little nasal today because of allergies. So that's the idea of cultural intelligence. So how are we going to apply that with the Ten Commandments? So I'd like to start off with a quote from Desmond Tutu by saying, "Isn't it amazing that we're all made in God's image, and yet there's so much diversity among his people?" So that's just wonderful. Yes, God made us all in his image, but there's so much diversity among us, right? So much diversity. God knows that we are all so different, but yet we are all his children, right? So let's look at that idea, right? We are all his children. And so as being all his children, we all have a father, God. Now, we all have a father. We all have fathers. We were all raised in a situation where we all have rules, the Ten Commandments. So let's take that one moment and sidebar it for a second. Everybody has rules to live by. We all grew up in homes where we all have rules, right? Turn off the water when you're brushing your teeth. When you come into your home, take off your shoes. We all have rules. Everyone has rules. So if we are all of one Father, God, and we are all his children, doesn't it make sense that he gave us all rules to live by? And so if you take the idea of cultural intelligence and you want to look at the idea of diversity, so diversity and cultural intelligence, again, cultural intelligence is the idea of being able to effectively function in diverse societies. So how does being able to effectively function in diverse societies when there's so much diversity in the world? We need to remember that God gave us a basic set of rules to follow while we are all living under his supposed house, right? Under his rules. So let's look at the Ten Commandments as a basic set of rules for us to live by. Now, understand that I'm being very general. I'm not looking at any particular Bible, any particular version of Bible, be it the King James, the NIV, and I'm not doing that. I'm not trying to pull any specific version. I'm being very general because I want everyone to understand that this is, again, a general idea of taking the basic rules and applying them overall. So let's just take, and I'm not going to go in any particular order, so please don't say, oh, you missed one. They're all going to come about, okay? So let's take, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. So if we translate that in a cultural lens, it's about speaking positively and encouragingly. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord God in vain. So let's speak positively and encouragingly, right? Because it's about being positive. It's about speaking carefully about what you say, right? Positive speech and encouraging speech. Because when you want to be careful about who you talk to and what you say. Remember to keep holy the Sabbath day. And what does that mean? That means that you want to not spend every day toiling away and laboring a day. You want to have a day that is set aside. And so it's about fellowship, help, and being kind to others, right? Let's talk about, you know, spending a day in fellowship, spending a day helping people. And again, please remember that this is general terms and a general translation to be a blanket. I'm not trying to come up with some new ideology here. This is just trying to generalize and understand how we can apply God's rules everywhere to everyone, okay? Honor thy father and mother. And this is, take care of your parents, you know, even as parents, set an example. No matter how old we get, what we want to do is we want to constantly show our children that we are taking care of our parents, so that we need to set an example to our children, because guess what? Who is going to be taking care of us? As we age, we don't want to be stuck in some nursing home. We don't want to be stuck having someone else take care of us. So as we constantly age and get older, we want to be sure that there is someone taking care of us. So we need to be an example to our children by showing them how we take care of our parents. I have a wonderful father who I take care of as best as I can. And my children see that I take care of my father as best as I can. And, you know, I have beautiful children who are ready to, I'm pretty sure, knock me into some aging, some elder, you know, not knock me into some aging home, but take care of me, even at my young age. But they see me taking care of my father, and it's a given. They take care of me as they see me taking care of my father. And they even talk about how they are going to take care of me because they see me taking care of my father. Now, thou shalt not kill. Now, this is, we all understand that this means thou shalt not murder. Okay? Thou shalt not murder. We understand the difference between, there is a difference of, you know, obviously self-defense and murder. So I'm going to run back these few ones again, because I just want to make sure that we understand the content of the scripture to the cultural intelligence of this. Again, thou shalt not take the name of thy Lord in vain. Again, this is about speaking positively and encouragingly, because it's about positive speak. And we often say that we have to be careful of what you say, because what you say can come, you know, to fruition. How many times do we, people say, you know, speak it to existence? Well, that comes for good and bad. So if you want to understand and you want to know, if you speak it good, you speak it bad, right? So speak positively and encouragingly. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord God in vain. Remember to keep holy the Sabbath day. Fellowship, help, and be kind to others. We want to understand that every day is not meant to labor and toil away. You must take time to see how your neighbors are doing, check on, you know, your family, your relatives, and spend the day not always working. You need to rest for yourselves as well. You know, you need to take care of yourself, and you need to spend that time in fellowship with the Lord. You need to spend time, you know, just in fellowship. So let's remember to keep holy the Sabbath day. Whatever day that is for you, you need to keep that day holy and Sabbath. Honor thy father and mother. Take care of your parents. Even as parents, set an example. Take care of your parents. Show your children that you take care of your parents so that they know they have to take care of you. Thou shalt not kill. Remember, murder and self-defense are two different things. I'm not going to go into the legalities of it because I don't know them particularly, but we all know murder is wrong, and the particulars about self-defense vary from state to state. Biblically, they have their details, but again, this is general themes for the idea of being able to still maintain our Father's rules while we live under His roof. Thou shalt not steal. You know, if it's not yours, don't take it. People work hard for what is theirs, and who are you to take something that does not belong to you? So don't steal in any content. And this means ideas, material things, thoughts, anything. If it's not yours, don't take it. It's really not meant for you. And if it's not your, if it's not gained by your work, then nothing, you won't profit from it. It won't come from, you won't profit from it. if it's not of your hard work and your labor, if you did not help to build it, it won't profit you. It will not bring you joy. It will not sustain you, and it will not help you. So thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witnesses against thy neighbor. Don't lie. You know, don't go around spreading rumors. Don't go around saying things about other people. And again, this kind of ties back to, you know, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Speak positively and encouragingly, because these things are all meant for your benefit. Remember, these are the rules that were set before us. These are the basic rules that God gave us to help live under his roof. These are the same, I mean, they're rules. They're rules that our Father put before us, just like we have rules that we have in our household for our children that we would like them to obey to make them better citizens. These are the rules that our Father put before us to help us be better citizens for his world. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Don't lie. What is lying going to gain for you? False profits, meaning false gains. It's not going to do us any good. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's goods. So what others have will not benefit you. Ownership is the key. It really goes back to thou shalt not steal. What someone else has is for them. It is not for you. And if you see something that you think you would like to have, then go earn it. Do not steal it. Ownership is the key. If it is yours, if you own it properly, no one can take it from you. That is the key. If it is yours and it belongs to you, no one can take it from you. That is so important. How can someone take something that belongs to you? It is yours. It is your right to have it. You own it. You bought it. You made it. It's yours. But if you steal it, if you've taken it, it's not. No. How can you defend that? How can you say that it is yours when you don't have a right to it? So thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's good. What others have is not going to benefit you because it was never yours in the first place. Thou shalt not commit adultery. So be kind and bring honor to yourself, because adultery, you know, is like, well, we all know what adultery is, but if you think about it and if you want to kind of bring it into today's terms, it's pretty much just not, it's pretty much, again, having some sort of relationship and or having something to do with something that's not yours and someone else's, you see? So what you want to do is you always want to bring honor to yourself. Bring honor to yourself and be kind to yourself, because if you're not kind to yourself and you don't have honor about yourself, then you will not be welcome in the right circles. You will not be welcome to, you won't be invited into the right places. You will never be where you are meant to be, and you will never go where you are supposed to go because you don't have honor about you. Honor is so important. Honor, integrity, those type of things will not be seen about you or around you, because you will be known as that person who, quote unquote, commits adultery. You will be known as that person who is always bringing some sort of dishonor or is seen dishonorably, because you have that scent about you and you don't want that. You want to be respectable. So don't commit adultery. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife. It's pretty much the same. It's almost the same thing. You want to be kind and respectful towards all, because, you know, you never know who you're looking upon, and you don't want to be seen as looking lustfully at something that does not belong to you. Once again, you know, stay within your lane. Be happy with what you have. If you're happy with what you have, then what you have will grow for you. It will profit you. All of these things are so important because they are all for your benefit. God put these here for us. And if we maintain these simple rules, they may not seem simple, but if you incorporate them into your daily lives, the joy and the happiness that they bring will certainly be a part of what you will grow within you. And that joy, people will start to see, and they will want to be a part of that particularness. And they will be so happy that they'll want to know, how is this possible? And so you still may be wondering how this is part of cultural intelligence. And it's just, it's wonderful because it starts to understand this diversity. And it's the idea of showing that we're more alike than we are different. So the Ten Commandments is a way for us to show that we are connected more than we are diverse. Because remember what Desmond Tutu said, it's amazing that we are all made in God's image, and yet there was so much diversity among these people, so among his people. And so these commandments, they work for everybody. Doesn't matter what race, or it doesn't matter what, it doesn't matter what's going on, but we have it. So we have about 3 minutes left, and then we're going to go on commercial break. And then after that, we're going to come back. So we're going to wrap it up. And like I said, we have God, you know, Desmond says that it's amazing that we are all made in God's image. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about the diversity and how these commandments weave in and out, and the cultural diversity of it, and the idea that, again, we're more alike than we are different, and how people want to just capsize on the idea that we are so different, but we're going to talk about how close we are instead of our differences. And so we're going to talk about that when we come back, as we go into our commercial break in about, we're winding down. And so thank you for this opportunity. And we will be back in about 5 seconds.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families, and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles vehicles, Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.
Hi, welcome back. So we're gonna talk a little bit more about diversity in the world and how God created us so diverse, but yet we want to keep disconnecting ourselves from each other. You know, God is such an amazing and loving God. You know, He created us one by one, I like to think, you know, and He takes such a personal interest in each of us, and yet we try so hard to prove that we are disconnected from each other, and I'll never understand that. You know, there are so many of us, and we have this one beautiful Father who only wants to see us together, as all parents do. You know, I personally am a mother of five, and I love each and every one of my children, collectively and individually, like God does, you know. And there's no reason for any parent to want to see us divided, but yet there is so the differences among us is what makes us so beautiful. And I understand wholeheartedly the idea of wanting to celebrate and communicate our differences. That's diversity. Diversity is understanding the difference among us. I understand that because no two people are alike. And I see it every day in my children. But the idea is that we are not so different. We're not so different. We get up, we eat, we laugh, we cry, we bleed. And so all of this tension and attention seeking is a bit mystifying when we look at how far we have to go to be recognized. It's a little funny if you think about it. We all want to be recognized, but nobody wants to be labeled. We all want to be included, but nobody wants to be, you know, put together. And so the idea of diversity and inclusion is a wonderful, wonderful thing, because it means that we all are being understood or trying to be understood, but yet we all are being so separated that we don't understand how we are so much alike. We are missing the point of the simplicity that we're alike. You know, we're people, we're humans, we are created in His image. And so that is what I enjoy about doing cultural intelligence, because it simply means that we are understanding how to react and how to be together when we are learning how to react and how to be together when there's so many situations that transcends cultural boundaries. You know, how do you maintain who you are and be effective when everyone else around you is so different? How do you maintain and still just be kind when everyone else around you wants to be so different and want to be recognized because they're so different? How do you maintain your integrity and not get lost in the shuffle when everyone else wants to be, you know, on their soapbox, look at me, look at me, look at me? And that's fine, and that's okay, because everyone should be recognized for their gifts and their talents. But what is their gift and their talent? Who do they get it from? Do they understand where that gift and that talent came from? And are they using that gift and that talent for the proper reasons? It's often misunderstood, I think, that their gifts and their talents are not being used for the best purpose. And instead of bringing it together collectively, they don't understand how to get that talent and put it together to get the best outcome. And if they would understand that, they would know that it's not so difficult to get along and be kind to each other instead of trying to constantly compete. It's just a little bit of understanding that goes a long way. And if they understood that we are all created for a reason to get along, that we are all God's children, that we are all brothers and sisters in Christ, that they would understand that the more we work together instead of trying to combat each other, we would achieve so much more. And so again, these Ten Commandments that were given to us, and they're not so hard, you know, to kind of regulate our lives, to speak positively and encouragingly, to fellowship, to help and be kind to others, to take care of your parents, to not murder, to not steal in any content, to not lie. Understanding that what others have will not benefit you, to work towards owning your own, to be kind and bring honor to yourself, to be kind and respectful to others. And if you were paying attention and you counted, you know that I only recited 9, not 10. And so the last one is the very simple one. And I'm sure many of you would under, you know, many of you heard this growing up, right? Well, is it because I said so, right? How many times did your parents, your mom or your dad say, you know, and you ask them why? Why? Because I said so. And there it is. Because I, the Lord thy God, and you shall have no other strange gods before me. So why? Because God said so. These are his commandments that he set before us. And this is why we need to obey them. This is his earth that he made for us. This is this land that he set before us. Those are his stars that he put in the sky for us to enjoy every beauty. You know, the other day I was, last night, I was on my way home and I'd stopped off at Whole Foods in Paramus, and the sky was amazing. It was beautiful. That sky, the way that the clouds were and the sunset. And I was coming out of Whole Foods and people were just stopping and just taking pictures on their cell phones. And it was, they just stopped. People were just stopping. And you heard them saying, look at the sky. Look. And this is what I'm saying. God has made this beautiful world for us. And so he made all this for us. And we cannot live under his roof and his rules? Because why? He did all of this for us and we cannot be kind. We cannot fellowship. We cannot speak encouragingly and positively. It's 10 simple rules that translate in today's world. It translates for everybody. It translates across diversity, across cultures. And again, I'm not trying to start some great movement or say that, you know, one religion is, but I'm not doing any of that. All I'm saying is, if we look into our hearts and we listen, we can be kind to each other. And how do we be kind to each other? Again, we do it by speaking positively and encouragingly to each other, by fellowshipping, by helping and being kind to each other, by taking care of our parents, by understanding that what you have and what you worked hard for, I don't want to take because it's not going to benefit me because you worked hard for it. I want to work hard for what I have. And I want to bring honor to myself. And I want to be respectful towards you. And these are the type of things that do not have to do with whether Judaism or Islamic or Roman Catholic. They don't have to do with any of that. These are just basic rules that transcend cultures of every kind. And when I talk about cultures, I'm talking about, you know, cultures in general. You know, a culture can be a culture of a block, a culture of a neighborhood, a culture of an organization, a culture of anything. And it's that diversity that plays into it again, because diverse cultures. And this is, again, the understanding of cultural intelligence, because it transcends all types of culture. I hope everyone is following me on this. We have about 15 minutes left. If there's anybody who would like to call in and ask any questions, I'd be more than happy to answer them. My name is Kimberly, and the number to call in is, I'm going to give it to you, is 973-925-4559. If you'd like to email me, I can answer any questions further on the subject. My email address is kimmassup@hotmail.com. That's kimmassup@hotmail.com. I do workshops on cultural intelligence. The name of my business is Kim QC. That's K-I-M-C. I'm sorry, C-Q. Kim C-Q, K-I-M-C-Q. And so we have about 15 or 14 minutes left. And again, I just want to say that, you know, we are all created in God's image. We are all beautiful, beautiful people. And I'm just reiterating again that we don't, we're more alike than we are different. And I urge you to understand and try to be kind to each other as we go forward and understand that there is a certain type of beauty in diversity, that there is a great beauty in diversity, and there is a great creativity in diversity, and understanding that inclusion is a beautiful, beautiful thing that we need. And cultural intelligence is just the next step in bringing it all together. Again, it's the idea of going to, you know, the wedding and understanding that when you get to the reception, the DJ's got to put on music for the family, then put on music for the friends, and then finally he gets to the electric slide and everybody gets up and starts dancing around. It's a beautiful thing to be different. It's a beautiful thing to be noticed. It's a beautiful thing to be recognized. It's a beautiful thing to be heard. It's a beautiful thing to be kind. It's a beautiful thing to be positive. We need positivity in this world. We need to be encouraged in this world. We need love in this world. We need forgiveness in this world. We need everything in this world. We need God in this world. I understand that it's not always possible. I understand it's not always probable, but I always understand that nothing is impossible. I don't know if that makes sense. I also ask you and encourage you to pray for Reverend McDuffie. He is out today. He is not feeling well. So I urge you to send prayers his way. I also urge you to pray for everyone out there who is not feeling well. I ask you to send prayers to those who need prayers, those who don't know that they need prayers. I ask you to look upon yourselves to keep everyone in prayer. I ask you to pray for me. I ask you to pray for yourself. I also want you to know that I am, again, my name is Kimberly Massup. I am a member of New Day International Church, and my bishop is Bishop, my pastor is Bishop Ezekiel Massup. We are located in Passaic, New Jersey on 60 Myrtle Ave. You're welcome to join us for Sunday service. Begins at 11:30 a.m. every Sunday. We have Bible study at Wednesday evenings at 7. So let's get back to looking at the Ten Commandments. We covered them pretty exclusively, I believe. Again, this was these Ten Commandments were not taken from any particular version of the Bible. You know, they were just, I just wanted to briefly generalize them so that we understand that they apply to today's culture, that they are applicable, that they can be used to govern us today in 2019. I don't believe that they are outdated in any way, shape, or form. I think that they are very, you know, don't take this wrong. I'm not trying to simplify them, but I just believe that they are applicable to today's society. I don't think that they were ever outdated. I think, you know, it's kind of very simple and very ideal to use when you're thinking of how can I be a better person? Where can I start? Start with the Ten Commandments. Start with speaking positively. You know, take one of these and start, you know, try doing it one a week or one a month. How is it, you know, start start speaking positively and encouragingly. Start with that. Just try doing that for a week. You know, is it hard? Try it. Let me know how it is. Think about everything you say before you say it. Now, I know people say that, but can you really do it? Can you really think about everything you're about to say before you say it? Can you pause? Take that speaker's pause and think about what you're going to say. Is it really encouraging? When you want to say something negatively, can you think of a positive way of saying it? Instead of saying, you know, I don't really like that shirt you're wearing. Think of a more positive way of saying it. But, you know, also try not to be so sarcastic. You know, think of how you can fellowship with someone or be kind to someone who you normally would not be kind to. Or if there's someone who is usually lonely, think of how a way you can think about that. So we are closing out this show. I'd like to thank everyone who chose to listen. Again, I ask you to pray for Reverend McDuffie. And hopefully he will be back at his regularly scheduled show. And I appreciate your patience with me. Again, my name is Kimberly Massup. And I hope to be back talking to you someday soon. Thank you very much. Good night.
State. Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, body beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about body beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey top dentists for 2018, providing exceptional, compassionate care. The Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are Blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.